Our guest at the cafe this morning is Raines County AgriLife Extension agent Sarah Latham. Sarah, good morning.
Good morning.
Things going well in Emory?
They are. It's been a smooth transition so
well,
far.
Well, great. Of course, Sarah was a Hunt County AgriLife Extension agent and has moved over to Raines County. And we're going to continue to visit with her from time to time. So I've been looking at your Facebook page. And, of course, people are still at home, especially with kids. And you all have offered some pretty interesting things to do. And one thing I saw there is something called a nutritional bear hunt that's underway. What's that about, Sarah?
Well, like you mentioned, you know, with people not being able to do face-to-face events and programming, one of the things that we've tried to reach out to do is create programs that people can do from home with their families or close friends that they're in contact with. And so the Nutritional Bear Hunt is part of the Walk Across Texas series. It's where families can actually go out and walk. So it's kind of a twist on the book, the Bear Hunt, going on a bear hunt, whereas we've created kind of a 8-week lesson with where you get a resource for a fruit and a vegetable each week. You get one fruit and one vegetable. And there's information about the fruit, and then there's also a recipe to try. And you also get a picture of a bear that you can print off and use as your bear to find, but it's encouraging understanding proper nutrition and then also increasing physical activity, which is one of those things that right now, if you're stuck inside, you might be lacking, and also
right.
It helps to kind of calm the children down if you get them out and get them walking a little bit.
So how is the walking incorporated into the bear hunt theme and looking for fruits and vegetables?
Well, the bear that we've created that you can print off from this side is a bear that's holding the particular fruit that we're highlighting that week or the vegetable that we're highlighting that week, and you're able to place it somewhere, and you take your kids out and look for it.
I see. So these are,
and then you can kind of go over the interesting facts that we put out there, you know, just little tidbits about the fruit or vegetable.
So these are things you might see on a walk.
Yes.
I see. Right. And so that is called Nutritional Bear Hunt, and it's going through June 26th. You can find out more about that on the Raines County Facebook page or the AgriLife webpage, I'm sure, for the state of Texas. And then you have another thing going on called Walk Through Texas History, and that's similar.
And it's actually, so I've kind of walked through this one myself just because I was very curious to see how it worked. You know, we've done Walk Across Texas in the past, but this was just a little something that they've added here recently. So if you're a Texas history buff, this is one of those kind of, you have, as you're walking and you're entering your miles, you hit milestones throughout the past. There's a trail in Texas that you're walking through, and you get historical information as you enter miles as far as where you would have walked. So you're kind of going on a trail, and it walks you through kind of the Texas history of that path. So it's a little bit different spin, and it's, you know, the traditional Walk Across Texas is 8 weeks, and so this is a shortened version. It's only 4 weeks, and you get little just tidbits. You know, one of the Gonzales is on the map, several others that I can't think of right now. Mm-hmm. But it's a really interesting, just a twist and way to get yourself getting in step.
Yeah, Gonzales
is virtual. You know, we're kind of all trying to modify things since we're stuck inside and not able to interact. So we're trying to kind of give a spin, but yet still have some interaction.
Yeah. Gonzales is where the Texas Revolution began.
Yes.
Yeah. So as you say, it's virtual, and as you walk your miles, you see where you might have walked to along the path. All right. So that's good. That's called Walk Through Texas History, and that's through Texas A&M AgriLife. We're talking with Sarah Latham, Raines County AgriLife Extension agent. You posted another thing on your Facebook page about, the headline says, time-tested self-sufficiency practices still relevant. And this is about ways that in the past were very common for people to preserve food. It's kind of fallen away in modern times, but still very useful and very valid, and maybe some people starting to think about going back to those things.
Yes, well, and it came back into, you know, it's kind of come back into our minds now that we've had kind of a food shortage and people going to the grocery store not able to get things.
Mm-hmm.
We've seen an increase of people interested in planting a garden and then harvesting their own food, being able to, you know, self-sufficient in a way.
Mm-hmm.
So this, even this pandemic has kind of created a flashback to where we used to be. You know, my grandparents had a huge garden,
mm-hmm.
and every year, my grandmother would either freeze or can the food so that it would last them all year, so that they would have food throughout the year that they had grown and not be dependent on grocery stores necessarily. And so it's very interesting to see how this has kind of taken us back a little bit and see areas where we may be lacking in ourselves as far as being self-sufficient.
Right. I remember my grandmother's pear preserves very well from, and that would be a major part of her almost every day canning.
Yes.
Things
and it's those things, you know, then those things, a lot of us remember that from when we were younger because mm-hmm. that was still a very common thing to do, and it's kind of faded out, and now we're kind of seeing a resurge in that interest in being able to do those types.
So
of things.
In this article that is on the Raines County AgriLife Facebook page, you can there are links to articles and videos and what have you to show you how to get started in
yes,
canning.
There are a lot, we have lots of great resources on our main website, either on water bath canning or pressure canning, uh-huh. but then also on proper ways to freeze or dry uh-huh. vacuum pack your foods.
Yeah, and then you also suggest in this article that not everybody could do this, but you can have your own chickens for eggs.
Yeah, and you know, I have seen a lot of people getting chickens.
Another thing to consider, but again, that article on the Facebook page for Raines County AgriLife, have a look at that. Sarah, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us over the telephone line this morning.
Well, thank you so much.
Sarah Latham, Raines County AgriLife Extension Agent. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.